This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. A school in Utah is turning the subject of physics upside down, literally. At the annual Physics Day at Lagoon Park, Utah, more than 6,000 middle and high school students came to ride roller coasters and toss eggs from a chairlift well, hopefully thinking about physics. From member station KUSU in Logan, Utah, Robin Sussingham reports.
A rush of adrenaline may be just what kids need to wake up their interest in physics. Professor J.R. Dennison says that's the whole idea behind this day at the park.
You get them out here, you're having fun, and then they start talking about it. And think, you know, well, I could have done better. How could I have, you know, why didn't my eggs smash, or why did I miss the target by a mile? And they get to talking and think about it.
Teacher Brian Lestarge believes that his eighth graders are definitely making the connection between science and life. Lestarge greets them as they get off the roller coaster.
Hey, how'd you do?
Awesome. That was so much fun.
If you want to go back, you can go back again.
The students are breathless after tackling Lagoon's biggest roller coaster, Colossus. They're measuring G-forces and acceleration rate with homemade accelerometers strapped to their arms. Lestarge brought 150 of his students from Churchill Junior High in Salt Lake City.
This is a real thing where they get to feel it, experience it, and then measure it. You know, one of the kids came back and said, wow, it's so much funner when you're actually measuring how many G's you're pulling. You know what I mean? It's real, it's a little richer.
Teachers like Lestarge are betting that more fun with physics will translate into more physicists.
I'm trying to get them to become engineers and physicists. It's underrepresented in science. You know, we don't have enough of those. Those are the guys that go into engineering and make all the spectacular devices. You know, they do all the innovation, and so we need more people in the field. We really do.
5, 7, 9, y'all ready?
After riding the Colossus, the kids can slow their pace down quite a bit with the egg drop. In this competition, they put a raw egg in a small container of their own design, then drop it from a slowly moving chair at about 35 feet high. It has to land on a bullseye and not break. Dennison explains what it all has to do with physics.
There's material science, there's velocity and acceleration, projectile motion, elasticity of materials, just a whole plethora of physics concepts. It sounds simple, but there's a lot to it.
Juniors John Albon and Caitlin Cacciatore created a green-eyed girl container out of two plastic bowls, bubble wrap, and long blonde braids.
Yeah, our original plan was to have bouncy balls so that it would bounce. But then it wasn't weighted enough, and
the bouncy balls weren't staying.
So then there are nails in there.
they're screwed in.
And then we decided
balls, so it had a larger base.
And so that it'll absorb more of the impact.
The container looked cute, and the girls hit their target, but sadly, the egg broke. No matter, they say.
We had a lot of
fun. It was very exciting.
Amusement park physics days have sprung up around the country, and perhaps they're having a real impact. The American Institute of Physics reported recently that more U.S. high school students are taking physics than ever before. For NPR News, I'm Robin Sussingham.